T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Wednesdays with Wojo. How are you, Bob?
Well, fellas, how are we?
We are pretty good. I promise I will not grill you like Amy Barrett Coney got grilled the last couple of days. But in fact, because I'm in a good mood today, I'm going to do something I don't think we've ever done on this segment. Wojo, I'm going to give you the choice of topics.
Oh,
I'm going to give you 5 sports. You pick, and I have a question for each of these. So, pro football, college football, baseball, basketball, hockey. Go ahead, you pick.
I'll say lacrosse.
Oh, shut up. When will the turbos be back?
I'll hold up the empty notebook like the Amy did, for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Football, for sure, don't you think?
Sure.
You wanna go, top of mind.
You want to go college or pro?
Either one. Let's go college.
Let's go college. I'm sure you read Pete Thamel's article in Yahoo. Jim Harbaugh, the only coach right now in Power 5 with not an extension, basically. Almost a lame duck, but he's not, you know, it's 1 year away from that. Do we make anything of it? Is it something or nothing, as they like to say?
I think it's mostly nothing from this standpoint. The pandemic, I mean, I do think that we're going to get it done, and I think it probably is or has been close to getting done. And the optics would be pretty awful, wouldn't they, as everybody is taking pay cuts, and there is a new extension for 5 years. Mm-hmm. There's no way it could have looked good if they cut him, you know, which probably reasonably they should in today's climate. They gave him an extension but don't have faith of him. If they gave him the same amount or more, how insensitive during the pandemic. There are other issues at play, and we'll see, including possibly this. Maybe Harbaugh wanted to see how this all played out as well with the pandemic. What if there isn't a, I mean, I do think it would have driven him crazy if there wasn't a season. Would it have driven him away? I don't know. I mean, he's a kind of a, you know, ephemeral guy. It's kind of hard to pin him down on some things. So I think that's what it is more than anything. I don't think Schlissel is breaking down film up on the hill and say, well, I really don't like the way he covers those crossing routes. Let's cut him up a little bit. I don't think Schlissel is even it's even that much on his radar, to be honest with you.
I don't know if Schlissel likes the things that he said about Schlissel, basically, where, you know, intimated the lack of communication, the fact that he protested. That may not be something that Schlissel likes, but I don't think Schlissel's going to fire him.
No, and I don't know if that resonates with Schlissel. He did fire back a little bit in the Michigan Daily about, you know, I don't coach football and he doesn't know, you know, disease, infectious disease stuff. But that's okay. I mean, generally speaking, the football coach and a university president are not pals hanging out at the varsity club having a beer, generally.
So, well, I'll ask you this then, because of the pandemic, and it's not good, we all hope that January 1, we can turn the calendar and things get better. That's not necessarily the case. Having said what you just mentioned about the optics of doing an extension during a pandemic, when would be the right time? Because it certainly has to happen before the recruiting cycle next year or before the season.
That's a great question. I mean, because you're right. No guarantee it's over after the calendar flips. I suppose even if it's not going to be complete, but if you get through a season relatively safely and healthy and it looks like it's going forward and plans are underway for the following season, I think that would be appropriate. Or, you know, they can announce that, you know, we have a deal in place, but we're, I don't know, not going to reveal the terms yet or whatever, which you can't because it's obviously public knowledge. But there has to be a workaround. And I guess we'll know relatively soon after the first of the year if the pandemic is finally clearing, ultimately, finally, and there isn't a deal then you got an issue. I have no way of, none of us have any way of predicting. I mean, you guys, think about it. Do you think it would have looked bad if he signed a big old extension sometime in the last 8 months?
Probably. Optically, it would have. Yeah. But as John pointed out, that money doesn't come from the athletic department. It comes from it's an endowed position.
Oh, I know. But explain that to the average person. Including, like, you know, national writers like Pete Thamel and others who, you know, are laser focused on things, which they're entitled to be and should be. And there are, as I'm sure we have all debated endlessly, there are holes in Harbaugh's resume here.
Oh, yes.
Significant holes, which gives you pause, no doubt.
Absolutely. All right, so I'll go to the other football question, but it stays with this, though, because we got a text on this. If you are equally a Michigan and a Lion fan, and for some reason, maybe this week or whatever, that the Lions decide we don't want Matt Patricia, Jim Harbaugh says, you know what? I can still live in Ann Arbor. I coach the Lions. And the Lions hired Jim Harbaugh. If you are a Michigan and a Lion fan together, are you happy, sad, or just confused?
Oh, my God. You guys are stirring it up this morning.
Yeah.
I think if you're a Lions fan, you'd be happy. And all the protestations to the contrary, in the absence of what the plan is, I think Michigan fans would be very unhappy if he were to leave for the Lions or the NFL. Oh, I could hear it. Oh, what are you talking about? He's 0-5 against Ohio State. I get that. No one's saying it's great or even good enough. Not even good enough at all. But I think sometimes we hear the angry minority a little bit more. That minority is growing, no doubt, wondering when Harbaugh is going to put it all together. But I still think people would be much, much happier to keep him, you know, for a little while longer.
What happens if the Lions, forgetting about the Harbaugh thing, but about the Lions, mm-hmm. Patricia Quinn, if they go down to Jacksonville and they can't shave the mustache?
Oh, Minshew? They got to beat Minshew, right?
And a running back who wasn't drafted who looks pretty good.
No, it would be, I would say this. If they go down there and unleash the type of garbage we saw in Patricia's first game against the Jets, remember that?
Yeah.
Oh.
7-15, whatever. Then all bets are on. Then yeah, do it on the plane on the way back, whatever. I'm still short of that. I think they just settled in during this weird season. They're going to let it ride out, and then they can make all the decisions at the same time, including what to do with Stafford at the end of the season. And I mean, that's going to be just as interesting in my mind as Quinn and Patricia the rest of the year is Stafford. I mean, if there's a regime change, you assume a quarterback change too, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, you would, but you would also
but
think
they're the Lions.
But there you go. They're the Lions. We preface right. everything with they're the Lions.
Right.
But if you draft, if you're unfortunate enough or lucky enough, depending on your perspective, to draft high enough for a franchise quarterback in the draft, wouldn't you, because you're not going to be spending a lot on that quarterback because of the rookie salary cap, wouldn't you keep Stafford for that one more year and groom the next quarterback, or would you go Justin Herbert style and just throw him in there?
I would throw him in there. I mean, that used to be the way, the grooming thing used to be the way, and the only high drafted guy that is being done with now is Tua because of, you know, making sure he's recovered. But everybody else gets thrown in for the most part, not to a great benefit either. I mean, look at Dwayne Haskins at Washington.
Well, Stafford got thrown in.
Everybody.
But literally now everybody does. And especially if it was like Trevor Lawrence, of course. Now, if you're not drafting that high and it's not – you know, an elite quarterback, maybe you consider it. I just think, I don't know, I watched Stafford, and this is not an excuse for him at all. He's been not good this year. I mean, he's been okay, but compared to previous, he just looks beaten down. And I know his buddy Dan Orlovsky has said similar things, but you can just see it. And that's not an excuse. He's got to overcome that. He's got to lift them. He's got to elevate them. But it looks like he's looking for somebody to elevate him. And I don't know who that is right now, coaching or personnel-wise.
Well, Joe, the Chicago White Sox firing their manager, to me, it does not look good for the Tigers. I think Cora will probably go back to Boston, and A.J. Hinch with his connections in Chicago. Where does that lead the Tigers with what?
Wait. I thought the White Sox were looking at Tony La Russa.
Right.
Yeah. I saw that too. Yeah. There's no way that's going to happen, is there?
He's,
and he'll hire Leland to be his third base coach like he did the last time he was in Chicago.
Yeah, 77 or so. Yeah. Listen, I felt all along the Tigers were a bit of a long shot for somebody like A.J. Hinch. Not that they would turn their nose up to a quote-unquote cheater, but just because I don't know if he would want to step into that situation where the Tigers, I'm not sure if you noticed, are still a little ways away from contending while someone like the White Sox would be. So, yeah, I think that definitely dampens the Tigers' chances. To be honest, I don't know how much of a chance they themselves ever thought they really had. So I don't think they'd be like totally bent out of shape about it. But yeah, I think that dampens it for sure.
Speaking of the cheating, did you ever have the yips when you were trying to write a column like Altuve?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
No. In all seriousness, like I can't get the lead started. Then you look up, it's 45 minutes later. God, I can't come up with a lead. That said,
but you've never been able, but you still be able to type. Like you don't like all of a sudden it comes to the T, you can't type the letter T or something like that.
I could still throw my computer to second base. Okay. Yeah, I could still do that. But I hate to say it because he went from one of the all-time great guys and stories and the little guy Altuve. Do you have much sympathy right now?
No. That's a great question because, you know, with the scandal, his part in the scandal, I think there's a lot of people that are looking at it like we're kind of referencing that, hey, he's getting what he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm mixed on how I feel about that. I still feel bad that a guy in that situation is making the mistakes he is.
Go ahead, from
a human standpoint. I mean, you're kind of cold and dead inside if you don't have some sympathy for a guy on that stage. But there is a comeuppance that they never really have gotten. This probably is it, getting swept by the lowest payroll team, getting completely out fundamental and outplayed. And, he was the one that, like, was very disingenuous and seemed to be lying about what was on his chest, you know, the buzzer or whatever, and that still rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I get it. If I were the Astros, Astroscos, whatever, go ahead and get your humbling, get swept, be done. Next year you get a clean slate. I think that's fair, right?
Yes. Final thing, speaking of comeuppance, wasn't there a little part of you that was kind of like laughing when you read that Florida had to shut it down?
Oh, my God. Watch out for karma these days.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
We want a full swamp this weekend. No, that's not a good... Hey, don't be complacent. Listen, Big Ten season starts in a week and a half. Don't be complacent.
I know.
There's no guarantee we're going to get through this damn thing.
I know. Look at Wisconsin. That's right. And here in Michigan, it's getting, it's spiking up a little bit.
Absolutely. Got to keep grinding away. You know, Jansen knows. You're doing football.
I can't believe both of you guys with 10 days left to the kickoff of the Big Ten season, you just put it in my head that it might not happen.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop it.
It'll start.
It'll start, but I want 9 games. I'm guaranteed 9 games, right?
Yeah.
Define guarantee.
Yes, exactly. 2020 guarantee.
All right. Yeah. Woji, thank you very much. It's Wojo and Rieger every night at 6 a.m. We will talk to you next week, my friend.
Woohoo!
All right. That is Wednesdays with Wojo. Coming up next, we'll recap the Twitter poll and get you set for Karsh and Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.